Mara attended college in his hometown at Southwest Baptist University. A radio broadcaster in the 1990s, Mara then expanded his horizons to politics. He worked as an aide for then-Missouri Senator John Ashcroft and lived in Washington, D.C. for a number of years, returning to Missouri to serve as the CEO of the Home Builders Association of Greater Springfield. Mara held the position for 12 years before accepting the position of Executive Vice President and CEO of the Greater Birmingham Association of Home Builders.
Just very excited to be coming back to Springfield.
Springfield has an enormous draw for businesses and individuals, said Mara.
The city of Springfield, the region, which is kind of the economic engine of the state of Missouri in terms of where the population growth and economic growth and lower unemployment rates and all of those things are happening in Springfield and in the Southwest Missouri region.
Mara said the Chamber of Commerce will focus its efforts on advocating on behalf of business and industry by helping foster an environment with low barriers to doing business. One issue that Mara sees as a restriction to economic development is the fact that Missouri is not a right-to-work state. The controversial legislation, which failed to pass through the Missouri House of Representatives in the spring, would have prohibited requiring payment of union dues as a condition of employment.
That's a significant barrier to relocation of business and industry to Missouri if it's coming from some other part of the country. That really just kind of takes us out of the running. That's one example, but there are you know a million different things you can work on and try to foster greater success.
Mara says he believes the chamber is in a very strong position to advocate for issues like right to work and supporting business opportunities in the local community.
Key issues, whether you're talking about the city government level or county, state government, they're all going to be related to a growing economy, to creating jobs, and to really fostering economic opportunity for everybody who lives in the area.
He adds that when the chamber is successful, it allows for more opportunities for jobs and economic prosperity.
A lot of people, I think, just sort of assume that those kinds of things either happen or they don't. They don't all realize that there's a lot of work going on behind the scenes to make those opportunities into realities. And so I think those are things that the chamber does very, very well.
Mara anticipates he will take on his new position at the Springfield Area Chamber of Commerce in October. The chamber has around 2,000 members, representing more than 100,000 employees. Reporting for KSMU News, I'm Elisa Zhu.